Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it's true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real, yeah,
winning for life, baby.
We
ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me? I feel like how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah. What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel.
Riding down Black Sheep, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These niggas digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel.
I'm still a boss.
Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention.
I feed it and make you listen.
My lyrics single, you tested.
And you don't forget to mention Alexis.
Tell me
we
winning.
These
winning.
Rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much.
Doing too much.
Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
Don't want to sense of me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all hypocrites.
Yeah.
I'm really living this. Take it
to the crowd.
It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with dribbling.
Yeah.
You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this. Rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip.
For real.
I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm going
to win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I forget to mention.
What you feeling?
What you forgot? Alexis told me that we win some, lose some.
No,
I'm just playing with you. Someone got the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
That's in the L, right?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Let me feel like about an L.
Alexis told me that we win it. Yeah.
Look at
y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
understand any words.
Hey, Alexis, Alexis told me that we win. Alexis told me that we win.
Alexis
told me that we win.
I'm gonna say your word, boy. We win it.
Alexis told me that we win.
Yeah,
I don't know the definition of lose. You know what I'm talking about?
We have too much fun on this track,
I'm like the Floyd Mayweather gospel.
What?
You ain't get that out of the way,
No, I got it.
And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Tonight, hallelujah, we want to welcome everybody to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah, and we are live and uncensored. I am your host, praise God, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen, and we are winning, praise God. In the words of the immortal Bishop Alexis, we are winning. Hallelujah, we ain't going to stop winning. We winning like we done already won. Hallelujah, the race, praise God. As I recall, the word tells us the award, hallelujah, doesn't go necessarily to the one who's fastest in the race. Praise God, it says to the one who endures, the one who finishes the race. Praise God, hallelujah. All we got to do is finish. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't you understand? It's not about who comes in first. Amen. It's not who comes in second. Praise God, because guess what? The Bible says that we all fall short. We wouldn't finish the race at all if it was not for the grace of God. Hallelujah. So it's not a competition. Praise God. Hallelujah. Getting to heaven, amen, is not a competition. Doing the will of God, amen, is not a competition. Praise God, amen, because, hallelujah, we all are going to receive the same prize. I'm reminded right now that the scripture tells me, amen, that there was a man who hired some people to do some work. Praise God. And he hired one person around 12 o'clock. He hired one around 3 o'clock. Amen. He hired one at 7 o'clock. Praise God. And everybody started working at 8 o'clock. Praise God. But the one who did the work for 8 hours, the one who did the work for 5 hours, and the one who did the work for 1 hour all got the same amount of pay. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know it's your job, amen. It seems like you're competing with the other, amen, with some jobs, praise God. I know some of us ain't competing with nobody. We got some lazy co-workers out there. But I know in some jobs, praise God, we got some ambitious people who are competing for positions, amen, praise God. And we all trying to outwork the other one because we all want the position. We all want the raise. Hallelujah. We all want the notoriety. We all want, hallelujah, amen, to be in some kind of position of power. Praise God. We all want our paychecks to go up a little bit more. Praise God. So we are competing, amen, at the job. We competing in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I want to be the head deacon. I want to be the one, amen, that passes out, hallelujah, the communion on first Sunday. Amen. I want to be the head greeter. Amen. I want to be the head usher. I want to be the president of the women's board. I want to be the president. We all competing. Praise God. But God told me to tell somebody tonight, this is not a competition. Hallelujah. It's not about who finishes first. He said, all you got to do is finish. You're going to get the same prize as the one who finishes first. You're going to get the same prize as the one who preaches the gospel in the pulpit. You're going to get the same prize as the one who sings, hallelujah, that leads the songs, hallelujah, in the choir on Sunday morning. You're going to get the same prize as the lead usher. You don't got to have no plaques on the wall. Hallelujah, praise God. God ain't looking at no plaques on the wall. He's looking at who finishes the race. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And God is saying that's all you got to do. Is all you got to do is finish. Hallelujah. All you got to do is cross the finish line. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's not asking you to be the fastest. He ain't asking you to be the best preacher. Hallelujah. He ain't asking you to be the best prophet. He ain't asking you to be the best singer. He ain't asking you to be the best usher. He's just asking you to be the best person that you can be. Hallelujah. Amen. He ain't asking you to be Elder Prevost. He ain't asking you to be Sister Valencia. Hallelujah. He ain't asking you to be Brother Darrell. He ain't asking you to be Lady Aisha. He asking you to be you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The only competition you are competing with is yourself. The only person you are competing with is yourself. Are you living up to the best of your ability? As you recall, hallelujah, there's a story but with God, where the master left town. And while he left, he had three servants. He gave them talents. Hallelujah. He gave one of them one talent. He gave one of them two talents. He gave one of them four talents. Praise God, hallelujah. And when he returned, he was angry with the one talent because he didn't use it. Praise God, hallelujah. All he had to do was use it. Praise God, all he had to do was use the talent that he gave him. All God wants you to do is use the talent, hallelujah, that he gave you. If he ain't called you to preach, he ain't asking you to preach. Hallelujah tonight. If he ain't called you to sing, he ain't asking you to sing. Hallelujah, amen. He might have just called you, amen, just to stand at the door. Hallelujah, but you got the wrong attitude. You need to have an attitude like David. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God than anything else that's out of God's will. If it ain't in God's will, I don't want to do it. I could be a millionaire, but if it ain't in God's will, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. I could be on TV, but if it ain't on God's will, I could be, hallelujah, amen, I have fame and fortune and notoriety. I could get all that, but if it ain't in God's will, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Why? Because that's what God's will is for me. That means I have lived up to the maximum potential that God has for me. Quit letting people tell you you ain't doing everything God has called you to do. Hallelujah, praise God. That's all you're going to be as a mother. That's all you're going to be as a husband. That's all. Hallelujah, you're going to be as a preacher. That's all you're going to preach to is five people. Hallelujah, that's all you're going to do. Praise God, hallelujah. If that's good, but God is God. Don't worry about if people are pleased. Hallelujah, you need to worry about if God, hallelujah, is pleased with you. Have you lived up to your maximum potential that God put into you? Hallelujah. Yeah, you could go do some other stuff. Hallelujah. People have offered you other avenues to, hallelujah, get money, other avenues to get power, other avenues to get fame, notoriety, and fortune. Praise God. But if that's not in God's will, guess what? Hallelujah. God has a GPS system that's going to reroute you right back to the same place. Lord, have mercy that you are now. Look how many rich people, hallelujah, that had it and then lost it, hallelujah, and feel better now that they ain't got it than they did when they had it. Hallelujah. Look at Hammer. Praise God. Lady Valencia, amen, talked about Hammer. Praise God a couple weeks ago. Look at Hammer. Hammer done lost all that, and he feels more fulfilled now, Lord, have mercy, than he did when he had $30 million. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quit letting people tell you, hallelujah, what God's plan is for your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quit letting people tell you you ain't living up to your maximum potential. Praise God. Because when God gets ready to elevate you, you ain't got to, watch this, you ain't got a choice. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got a choice, amen, but to go. Hallelujah, amen. Because when God gets ready to move, you better strap your seatbelt on because he's taking off, whether you ready or not. Lord, have mercy. You better ask somebody. T.D. Jakes wasn't ready to come to Dallas, amen, and blow up. He said, I was ready to come to Dallas and work hard and grind, and I was ready to work two jobs to keep the church up. He had no idea, amen, that when he came here, everything was about to take off. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No doubt people were talking about him. You doing all this. Praise God. Up there in Virginia, you doing all this, working these two jobs, trying to provide for your family and trying to keep the doors open. Is this what God really has for you to do? Yes. Hallelujah. We call it training ground. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you go to the army, hallelujah, we're going to move forward, but watch this. When you go to the army, hallelujah, you got to go through training camp, through boot camp before they put you out there to fight. They don't just put you out there to fight without no training. Hallelujah, praise God. If Jake had not got the training that he got up in Virginia, he would not be able to handle the blessing that God had for him in Dallas. Hallelujah. This is what the scripture means when it says your latter day, hallelujah, shall be greater than your former day. Hallelujah. Yeah, you had the grind, you had the work, you had the blood, sweat, and tears in your former day. Hallelujah. Praise God. But all you got to do is endure. All you got to do is finish that race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you got to do is wait on the Lord. The Bible says those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. The earth. The earth. Praise God. Not you're going to inherit a house. Not you're going to inherit a car, a block, a city. Hallelujah, a country, a continent. No, he said those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. That means everything is at your disposal. Hallelujah. Why? Because you had faith. Hallelujah, because you held on to the word of God and you did not let man, hallelujah, persuade you from knowing, hallelujah, that you are living up to your maximum potential. This is why, hallelujah, in this year the Lord has instructed us to write the vision down. Hallelujah, make it plain so they can run with it. Hallelujah, so they can, some people gonna run with you. Hallelujah, some people gonna have some belief that God is gonna do it for you. But 9 times out of 10, you're gonna have 8 people out of 10, hallelujah, doubting what God said he's gonna do. Praise God, hallelujah. But God say, let them doubt. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he said, I'm going to give them time to doubt because he said, though the vision may tarry, wait on it. I'm going to give them time. I want them to get they, in their mindset that it ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. I like the way God works. Hallelujah. Amen. God do some things he don't want us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, because that takes away from his glory, his satisfaction. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give them time to talk about it. I'm going to give them time to gossip about what I ain't going to do. Hallelujah. And then like the Bible says, straightway. Like the Bible says, immediately. Hallelujah. What some of us like to call an overnight success story. See, to y'all, it's going to happen overnight. Hallelujah. But from God, this was planned from the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. See, back in the biblical days, Jesus came overnight. But the Bible tells me, hallelujah, that he was destined to come from the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. I want you to believe and get it in your spirit tonight, hallelujah, that from the foundations of the world, God has predestined you. Hallelujah, that your destiny has already been written out, that all you have to do is obey what God is telling you to do and watch that come to fruition in your life. Praise God, hallelujah, on tonight. Watch it come, hallelujah, into fruition. All you got to do is believe on tonight. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you because you a woman that you ain't supposed to be preaching. Hallelujah, praise God. But God, you know what God called you to do. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you you are not living up to your fullest potential with God. Hallelujah, because they not where they want you to be. Watch this. I'm getting ready to move on, but the Lord says if you not where they want you to be, he say, watch them. They looking to get something from you. So they want you to get more so they can get more. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. He says that again. They want you to get more so they can get more. Hallelujah. He say they call leeches. They leeching off of you. Hallelujah, that they milking off of your anointing. They waiting on you to blow so they can blow. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. There's a reason why Sister Valencia taught on Hammer a couple weeks ago. Remember, Hammer had some leeches in his life. Hallelujah, leeches that's milking off of him. Hallelujah, dwindling his money. Yeah, he wasting a lot of money buying stuff, but the accountant will tell you he gave away more money than he spent. Praise God, because it's leeches, and people know what kind of heart you got. I'm prophesying to somebody. People know what kind of heart you got. Hallelujah, praise God. And he says, until your discernment is refined enough to determine whether or not to give to this person or give to that person or not to give, because it's hard not to give with the heart that you have. He says, until that is refined in you, that's the only thing holding up what I got for you. Hallelujah, because there's some leeches out there, and I'm trying to separate you from these leeches. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He says, I'm trying to separate you from these leeches. Hallelujah. That's the only reason why you ain't where they want you to be. Hallelujah, because they got their own agenda. Hallelujah. Don't let the persona of being holy fool you, the Lord says. The Bible says clearly that there are ones that take on, amen, the appearance of being holy, a form of godliness. Hallelujah. He said you got to look past that form of godliness, devil speaking tongues. Hallelujah. Demons shout. Praise God. First lady said in the sermon, demons pray. Demons go to church. Demons recognize there's one true God. Hallelujah. And if you truly believe what the word of God says, that the men of God, the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and you really believe, if you really, really believe that demons walk in this earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Who else can preach the word better than a demon? Who know the word better than a fallen angel? Let me call them what we call them, demons. Praise God. They're fallen angels. Hallelujah. Who know more about heaven than a fallen angel? Who can preach better than a fallen angel? What did he say? Lucifer appears to you in the form of light. An angel of light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lucifer was the enlightened one. Hallelujah. One of the top three angels, one of the archangels. If anybody know everything about the word of God, hallelujah, it's the enemy. Remember, he was quoting scriptures to Jesus when he was in the wilderness for those 40 days. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is why you have got to have a connection with God for yourself. You can't come to me for your connection. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. That word was for somebody on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in to the live. Amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide ministry. And I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Or as Bishop Alexis would say, the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. We are on the line tonight. It is a blessing to be here. Hallelujah. You know what it is? It's Thursday night. Amen. That means that it's Thursday night thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have none other than our very own sister, Valencia Scott, is on the line on tonight. She will be coming forth with a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. I want to go ahead and move into testimony service. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines at this time. If there's one out there, amen, on Facebook Live and you want to call in, praise God, and put your testimony on the throne of grace, we invite you to do so. That number to call is 516-666-9967. You will be connected directly into the broadcast. Amen. And we will, amen, honor your prayer request and your testimony. We will put that on the throne of grace for you on tonight. Hallelujah. For those of you that are already on the line, praise. And also, if you don't want to call in, feel free to leave your testimonies and prayer requests in the comment box on the bottom of the screen. We will read them and put them on the throne of grace. Praise God. Now, for those of you that are on the phone lines at this time, praise God, I'm going to open up the lines at this time. Praise God. If there be one that has a testimony or a prayer request on tonight on the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, feel free. The phone lines are open. Will there be one, hallelujah, on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Amen. 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 I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, the Elder, First Lady, all the saints that's on the line for tonight. Today is on Thursday, I think Tuesday, when I was at work, the Lord had put on my heart, well, everybody know what I do with my job anyway, how I pray and stuff like that, but the Lord had put on my heart to go talk to this certain lady and ask her if somebody wants prayer, is it okay for me to pray? So I went and talked to the lady, stuff like that, and she said it up. She going to talk to the other boss, because she like the head boss, so she going to talk to the other boss. So she said Monday they will have a decision whether I can pray for people or not, because where I work at, it's different religion. You can't really come at this job talking about no God. I'm being honest, because it's different religions, but the way that God had made me, the way that God sent me, the way that he bring me through this job, I'm always talking about God and praying in a way. It just, I went ahead and just asked in a way, because I do it in a way. So I just thank God for what he's doing, because as Elder was talking about, you know, the saints and the ain'ts, because it's some that's saints and it's some that's ain'ts. Because what I go through in my job, when I be Jesus, because when I'm at the job and I be like, hey, how you doing? They're like, how are you doing? I said, I'm blessed. I have no complaints. Some people receive me. Some people, they just look at me like I'm crazy. Then even sometimes the cashiers laugh for asking me, do I care? Because I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. I don't care about what you think. This is not no show. This got something to do with my soul. If God say do something, it's time to do it. And I don't look at my job as a job. I look at this job as an assignment. And I know that I know God is so real in my life. And I know that I do what God say do. That if I ever lost that job, I got so much faith that I know he's going to give me another one. Because I know for a fact he told me to do something. And I moved. And I didn't care about what people think, because I'm at that job by myself. Ain't nobody in the bathroom hiding with me. But I'm praying. I'm talking to God. While everybody else is laughing. He, ha, 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 whatever. I'm still doing what thus says the Lord. So I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. That's it. Amen. I'm done.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia tonight. We thank God for that testimony. Praise God, the boldness, hallelujah, to go and do what God has called you to do. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If God be with you, who can be against you? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And like she said, if God is that job, that just means he ended that assignment. And that means
right.
If he is an assignment, guess what? That means he got another one ready for you. Hallelujah, praise God. So we thank God for that testimony. I hope that encourages somebody on tonight. Amen. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Amen. Praise God. We're getting ready. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. And after we go to the throne of grace, amen, I'm going to introduce our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we thank you for being who you are, and it's God all by yourself. Lord, we rebuke any work of the enemy, any act of the enemy on tonight that's trying to hinder us from our walk with you, that's trying to hinder us from receiving the word that you have for us on tonight, Lord. We bind him and we rebuke him and we cast him away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're about to do. We thank you for the salvation that's about to be given. We thank you for the deliverance that's about to be given, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the understanding that's about to be given. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God
amen.
For each and every person who is on the line. Amen. And we are, amen, going to introduce to some and present to others the woman of the hour, coming forth to bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking of none other, hallelujah, than our very own, amen, Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder First Lady. All the saints that's on the line, allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said is not like you in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying that you just continue to create in us a pure heart and renew in us the right spirit. Father, anything that's not of you, we're praying that you take it out. Continue to mold and shape us to the people of God that you will have us be, Father God. As I bring forth the word that you've given me, Father God, I'm giving them the word the way that you gave it to me, Father. And I thank you that someone will be encouraged, healed, and living set free on tonight, Father God. And I just thank you, God, for just being so good in our lives, Father God, as we all on the line tonight, Father God. We want something from you, Father, and we just thank you in advance, Father, for what you're about to do. I thank you that people will be strengthened and encouraged tonight. Father God, I bind any illness, anything that's not of you, Father. I thank you for a financial release. Everyone that's on this line that's expecting something from you, Father, I'm praying that you will do it for it in the name of Jesus, Father God. A lot of people got to go to work tomorrow, and I just thank you, Father God, they will have a peaceful sleep in you in the name of Jesus, Father. And I just thank you, Father, for being so good to us and also to me in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you have me behind the cross, and I pray that you have your way through me in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And it's a few people, because I'm not on Facebook, it's a few people know that the words that I'm bringing forth tonight, and I don't know if everybody saw this movie or not, but it's like every Thursday, every Thursday night, I get a different movie. Cause I already have the movie for next week. God gave me the movie that I'm going to have for next week when I was at work. But the word that I have for tonight is going to be called Fright Night. And that movie came out in 1985. That's actually a horror movie. But the way that God give me movies, I always find God. In every movie that God give me, I find him in every movie. So this is the way that God gave me this movie through a spiritual standpoint. And the people that's going, and the characters that's in the movie called Fright Night, the first one, his name is Charlie. He has a girlfriend. Her name is Amy. That's Charlie's girlfriend. The third person, that's Jerry Dandridge. The next person will be actor Peter Vincent. The next person will be Ed. They call him Evil. And the next person will be Billy Cole. And the last person will be, that's going to be Charlie's mom. Her name is Judy. Okay? And the word is Fight Night, but the word is Fright Night, but God gave me Fight Night. And on later preview, I'm going to read some scriptures that I asked her to read, because we're going to be, Charlie is who I call David. Because Charlie has a spirit like David. Charlie is a fighter. Charlie did not stop. Charlie walked alone. So I'm about to start talking about Charlie. But the definition for fight is to take part in a violent struggle involving discharge or physical blows or the use of weapons. Charlie's a teenager, and they had two neighbors with two guys. They lived next door to Charlie and his mama. Just Charlie and his mama, then the next door with two guys. And Charlie saw a hooker. You know, he come home from school. He see a hooker all of a sudden going up to the neighbor's house. And, you know, then he go in the house. He start doing his homework. And all of a sudden, he hear a scream. Okay? The next thing he know, he go to school. He see this lady on the news. He like, okay, this weird. I just saw this lady go to my neighbor's house. And now she on the news. And remember now, he heard a scream. And Charlie, he's very curious now. He's very curious. So as we went home, he go over to the next door neighbor's house, try to start looking in look in the basement. But the guy Billy, which is Jerry Dandridge's friend, he said, hey kid, what you doing? He said, nothing. He said, well, make sure it stay like that, kid. So he went home, but Charlie knew something was already suspicious. So he in his bedroom watching his neighbor next door, just watching the neighbor because he heard a scream. And he saw this lady on the news. So he like, it's something wrong. He want to find out what's going on. So he see his neighbor, which is Jerry Dandridge. He see this man with another lady. And this when he find out that Jerry Dandridge is a vampire. And he know that this man is a vampire because he saw this man, and this man saw him as well. So he run outside. And as he run outside and hide, as he looking, he see Jerry Dandridge and Billy carrying the body, which is the lady because he killed the lady. And then he saw this man bring out a coffin. So he run in the house to tell his mom and tell his girlfriend, Amy. They don't believe him. They talking about, it's no vampire. They don't believe nothing that he say. He said, well, y'all don't believe me. I'm going to go tell the police. I love Charlie's spirit. He got a spirit like David. He didn't care what they said. He know what he saw, and he don't care if he got to go by himself. He went to the police station by himself. He didn't tell him about the vampire at first, but he told him about it was two murders. So he brought the police to his next-door neighbor's house. And by this man being a vampire, which I know is not real, but by this man being a vampire, you know, in the daytime they supposed to be asleep because they scared of the light. Y'all already know how about, you know, it ain't real. But anyway, he's in there sleeping. So he found out later when Charlie talked to the police officer, he's talking about that it's a coffin and all that. They said, kid, what you talking about?
ain't no coffins or no, they like, he's crazy. And the cop like, you come back down here again, I'm locking you up forever because they not believe it. He done told his mom, he done told his girlfriend, he done told the cops. Ain't nobody believing him, but it ain't really a vampire. What it's called, what I'm gonna call it's a demon. Like David had to fight Goliath by himself. Just like Charlie, he going to be by himself, okay? And as we move forward, as it's getting close to night, he runs to his friend, Evil. And he said, I got this vampire that want to come. Evil laughing at him. He's like, you got a vampire coming. He's like, what I need to do to get rid of this vampire? He's like, well, what I heard is, he said, a vampire can't come into your house unless they're invited by the proper owner. And then the next thing, you need to cross. You need, and you got to have faith for it to believe, for it to work. And then the next thing, he said, you got to have holy water, and it got to be blessed by a priest. So he took what that man said, actually, literally. So he had went home and everything, prepared himself, because he was scared. He like, I don't know if this man coming for me, when or what. So he at home, you know, then his mom like, Charlie, come downstairs. The vampire, the demon, is sitting in the living room in the chair. Did you hear what the guy said? The vampire can't come in your house unless it's invited by its rightful owner. So what Jerry Davis did, he called the next door neighbor and said, can you come over and have a drink? Because he wanted to get in the house so he could kill Charlie, because he already knew that Charlie saw him, and Charlie is a threat. So he like, I'm coming into this house, I'm going to kill Charlie. So Charlie already knew he was going to try to kill him. So he up in his bedroom scared to death. And then as Jerry Davis come up there trying to kill the boy, he said, I'm giving you a choice, Charlie. You either let this go or we're going to end this. Charlie wasn't letting it go. Charlie tried to put the cross in the man's face. He said, you a fool. So he got some kind of pencil. He stabbed the man in his hand. And that kind of saved Charlie because his mom started bamming on the door, because at first he was going to kill the mom and Charlie, but he just left. The vampire, the demon, he just left. And as he go home, he make a call to Charlie. He said, I'm coming for you tomorrow night. So Charlie went, and this guy that I'm about to talk about, his name is Peter Vincent, and he's supposed to be the vampire killer. Peter Vincent is an actor. He's an actor that knows how to kill vampires, okay? So Charlie is running to Peter Vincent, the vampire killer. He's like, I need your help. He's like, kid, this is TV. It's not real. He like, I don't, there's something wrong with you. Get away from my car. He won't believe. It's like nobody helped Charlie. And so Charlie, like, forget about it. Charlie would get all type of crosses, everything that he need. He got the armor. He put on this full armor. Lady Prevost, I need those first scriptures that I sent you. Please read those scriptures.
Amen. Scriptures coming from 1 Samuel. Chapter 17, verses 4 through 8. And it reads, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders, and the staff of his spear was like a waver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and yet servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to come back for the rest of those scriptures. And that's what gets, like I said, as we're talking about David and Goliath, okay, we're talking about this demon that Charlie got to face, because he done ran to Peter Vincent, and Peter Vincent ain't not going to help him. So his girlfriend run to the house with Evil, and they looking at Charlie's room. He got this house all sealed up with all type of things, because he know that this demon is coming for him. So he has to put on what Charlie thought is the full armor of God, or, you know, well, that's the word. But anyway, they like, Charlie, let us go try to get Peter Vincent again. You don't want to go up in that house. So he said he's going to go up in the house and kill that demon. That's why I said I like Charlie. He went by himself. I don't know why his face sometimes. I got to have somebody. I need somebody to pray for me. I need somebody to cover me. No, not if you really know God, if you really know that word, if you got your full arm, you got all your weapons. Because I know David just had a few rocks and a sling to kill Goliath, but I just love Charlie's spirit because he knew that thing was evil and he wanted to take it out, and he didn't curb. He had to go by himself as I move forward. His girlfriend and Eva, they wouldn't have talked to Peter Vincent. They paid Peter Vincent to pretend like he gave this man, well, this demon, some bless oil, well, bless oil, holy oil, or whatever. He said, because he talked to him, he said, you cannot bring crosses and stuff in this house because he's been born again. He said, he ain't been born again. He just didn't want no crosses. They was going to pretend. The thing was to pretend. He drank the bless oil and act like ain't nothing happened. But Charlie know for a fact that this thing is a demon. So you can't fool Charlie. Charlie already had a cross in his pocket. And they watching him drink this holy water, he said something wrong. He said, are you calling me a liar, Charlie? This is what Peter Vincent said. He said, if he's not no vampire, make him grab this, which is the cross. Like I said, it only takes faith to stop a demon like that. And every time Charlie put a cross on that demon, it backed up. Every time Peter Vincent tried to do it, it never worked up. Peter Vincent was really such a coward. He was really just scared. It's like an older guy. This is a real old movie. And if you ain't spiritually real strong in your spirit, don't watch it if you can't handle it. But Peter Vincent was very scared because the way it is with a vampire is when you look in the mirror, you can't see the reflection. So when Peter Vincent looked in the mirror, he didn't see the thing reflection. So Peter Vincent saw, he got scared. He ran out the house. And Charlie like, what's wrong with you? Why are you shaking? He like, you saw something. He said, you know that he's a vampire. Peter Vincent ran. So as Charlie, Evil, and Amy left, the demon know that Peter Vincent know that he's a vampire. So he coming out to kill him now. This is what Charlie was trying to tell him all the time. This is a demon. So he was trying to warn him. So Eva wants to walk by himself, want to keep on playing it like a joke, like Charlie didn't know what he was talking about. He got turned into a vampire. Then he sent Eva to kill Peter Vincent. But Peter Vincent got a cross and put a cross on his forehead, which left a cross on Eva's forehead, and he jumped out the window. That's how he got away, because Peter Vincent was scared to death. I mean, he was so scared, he could have literally used the restroom when he said Peter Vincent was so scared of those demons, okay? I don't understand. He's an actor. I don't know why he could just go into acting mode. I mean, it was called Fright Night. It's called Fright Night for Peter Vincent, vampire killer, but he was so scary. It was so funny. But the way that Charlie was, I'm like, wow, I just like his courage. I just like the fight in Charlie. And as Charlie done running, trying to get away from this demon, he's still Charlie girlfriend, which he liked Charlie girlfriend in a way, because Charlie girlfriend reminded him of a lady that he liked it back in the day. He took Charlie girlfriend only to hurt him. He got her kidnapped and turned her into a vampire, okay? He took her, and he said, if you ever want to see her alive again, I want you and Peter Vincent to come to the house and get her. That's not Charlie went and talked to Peter Vincent because he done ran off the man girl, and he ended up begging Peter Vincent, come help me, come help me. He crying, he said, I'm scared. I can't. Charlie, the warrior, like David. Woman of God, can you finish off the rest of those scriptures that I just I asked you to read, woman of God?
Amen. And the next scripture is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 through 51. Mm-hmm. And it reads, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thou servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thou servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine should be as one of them, seeing he hadn't defied the army of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he assayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, in his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the men that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he has but a youth and ruddy and of a fair conscience. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thee carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Amen, amen. And as we moving forward, as Charlie had to go, once he saw Peter Vincent, after Peter Vincent said he's too scared, he can't go, Charlie had to go over there by himself. Peter Vincent eventually came. But as they got into the house, and Billy dude, which is the demon, which is the vampire friend, he knocked him, Charlie unconscious. So Peter Vincent, he run about the house and run this door to talk to Charlie's mom, talking about call the police, which he run into Eva, which is the vampire. The vampire Eva tried to kill Peter Vincent, but he fell over the balcony. And he saw, Peter Vincent saw this boy literally die, because he see, as he went from a vampire, he went back to himself. So he over there crying, you know, seeing that this boy dying. So that's when Peter Vincent got a little guts that he went back over to the house, which you could tell something evil going up in the house, because it looked like one of those haunted houses. So he go in looking for Charlie. He finally helped Charlie get out the room as he see his girlfriend turning into a vampire, literally turning into a vampire. And they stay looking for Dandridge, the vampire guy. They finally track him down, and Peter Vincent trying to scare the guy with a cross. He said, I told you, you got to have faith for that to work on me, Mr. Vincent. So he got some faith, and that faith made that vampire, that demon, back up. It made that demon run away from Peter Vincent. And as they finally chased him down, which was in the basement, because it was light outside. It was dark up in their basement. And how they killed that demon, with the light. It wasn't with no crosses, it wasn't with no oil. Once they hit that light, their life destroyed that demon. That's why I said I like about the story about David, because Charlie was like David. Charlie could have said, when he saw that woman coming up missing, he could have said, that ain't my business. Because that's what we do sometimes. That ain't my business. I got my own stuff going on. But he like, no, something happened. Two women have disappeared. He heard a lady yell. Even though people laughed at Charlie, even though they talked about Charlie, Charlie said, I'm going to get that demon. If I got to get that demon by myself, as he told his mother, as he told his girlfriend, as he told the police officer, as he told everybody about this demon that they did not believe, Charlie had the heart of David. Like when David had to go fight Goliath, that big old giant, a little boy fighting a big giant, it wasn't David, it was the God that's in David. It's when you know who you are in God. And that's what I liked about Charlie. He knew what he saw, and he knew that that thing had to be destroyed. He didn't have to be sitting next to no demons. And as saints, we shouldn't be allowing no demons be next door to us. We got to bind that thing. Don't let no demon come up in your house. We got to bind. We say we the saints. We say we know the word of God. We say we know how to pray. We better pray a demon away. Charlie went up in the house. He went in the house. You want to go, no, I'm not going. I know, you know, but I'm going to pray, and I'm going to wait for God to speak to me. We got to stop with that, saints, because Satan don't care. He don't care. Like I said last time, God gave him the word, the Terminator. You know how the Terminator kept coming and coming? That's what Satan's going to do. He's going to keep on coming and coming and coming. And he'll back up when they meet people like David. He'll back up when they meet people like Charlie. The people that God been giving me, like the Green Mile. Remember him, Green Mile, the angel, John Coffey. When they meet people like that, they'll never back up. They're like, oh, no, you need God for real. That's what Satan back up. But the one said, he like, well, you kind of wishy-washy. You really wishy-washy. I can play a little bit with you. But what I love about Charlie, that boy heart, he was just about 16 or 17. He didn't care what nobody said or what nobody did. He know what he saw. And he stood alone. I'm telling y'all, saints, that's what God looking for, the ones to stand alone. Like the man that God was saying something about a doorkeeper. Because I'm a greeter. They said that's actually the best thing to be, a doorkeeper. But when God, everybody having a certain assignment, he said people in competition and stuff like that, man, you really don't want to be. When he was speaking that, God gave me an identity crisis. When you have an identity crisis, that means you want what everybody else got. That means you don't know who you are. That means you don't even know your work. You don't even know your own name. That's an identity crisis. But the way God gave about Charlie, he didn't have an identity crisis. He know what he saw. He know what he believed. Just like David, like in the Bible, just like Joseph, just like Esther, just like Ruth. Everybody know are in God. And as saints, we got to know who we are in God. It ain't about everybody knowing who you are. It's about God. It's about knowing who you are in God when ain't nobody looking. That's what it's about. Can God really trust you? It ain't about everybody could see you. It ain't about you could bring a good word like the man that I said, where well, you can speak in tongues or you can do this, because God know the ones that's real and the ones that's not. I'm talking about be real about it. Like when I testify about I might lose a job, and I don't care that I will lose a job. I mean that from my soul, because I'm sold out for Christ. I'm not doing nothing for sure. Because to be honest, I don't want to get up and go no job. I got to work that hard for that little money. Are you serious? Do you really think I want to get up and work? If I could sit down and just get money, 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 I would do that. But I can't do that. So you tell me I got to get up and go do the job. And be safe the whole time. You can't bend. You can't waver. You can't compromise. No, you can't. Not to say you a saint. If you're doing that, you are ain't. It's a lot of people keep saying they saints, and baby, they are ain't. You ain't God see everything. Nothing is hidden from my Father. And that's why I don't say really job faith. I say assignment. Because God put us on assignment after assignment and after assignment. And I have found out that my assignment was a little longer because I was trying to run for my assignment. I don't have a problem talking about Valencia because I was in a very uncomfortable situation. I was going through things. I'm like, I'm picking up all these different people's spirits. I'm working. I didn't know what's going on. And God had to minister to me. I had to go through some things. But I had to stand. Like I brought the word, God gave me the word Monday about stand. You can't get wavered. You can't bend. You can't bow. You got to stand. If you want God to do something, you want God to get the glory and not you. If you want God to get the glory, not you, you gotta stand, or you fall for anything. You can't don't become wavering. Don't try to become a part of this world. Every word that God give me every Thursday night is about people that won't compromise, and also about love. That's what don't compromise, and also about love. All these chosen different people, we supposed to be different. We don't supposed to fit in. We don't supposed to do none of that stuff. If we doing what other people are doing, it's called an identity crisis. That means you want to do something what they doing. No, do you. Do your own thing. Do the calling that God told you to do. Don't do what nobody else do. Be unique. Me and Jennifer talk about it all the time. I'm peculiar. Jennifer said, I'm peculiar. I said, girl, I'm peculiar too. And I love it. I love when somebody say, you strange, thank you. Because, baby, I don't want to be like you. I want to be the best Valencia that I can be. Can't nobody beat me as being Valencia. Can't nobody have my gift. Why? Because they didn't suffer like I suffer. You can't have what I got. I suffer for it. I can't have what you got. You suffer for it. That's yours. Be you. Don't have an identity crisis. Charlie was different. Every movie God give me, they different. They don't bow. They stand. God looking for the ones that won't bend, that will stand. We in this time where robots going to be controlling everything. We in this time where they're going to put a chip in your finger to you as your social security number. I'm telling you, the time is here. Satan already trying to take everybody he can. And he going to get a few more folks, you saying, that they say and they really ain't say. He know the ones that's going to bend and the ones that's not going to bend. He's looking for the ones that are stand alone. I'm talking about stand by themselves. I'm talking about everybody gone. They left, but they really ain't left. You know that God with you. You know that relationship, the relationship with God, where everybody leave, but God don't leave. I'm talking about that relationship with God where you can just lay in the bed and he just talks to you, and you can just share a thing with God, and he don't turn on you. He don't talk about you. He always there. He said his word, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about that relationship. And when you got a relationship with the Lord like that, knowing that he got you, knowing that he going to cover you, no matter what nobody try to do to you, that God got you. That's what he's looking for. And when you do what he tell you to do, I'm telling you the blessings that he has for us, because he loves us so much. He just wants us to just make up our minds. Are you going to do my way, or are you going to do it your way? Are you going to do it my way, or are you going to do it your way? He want to know, because we put too much of what we want in it. And being saved got nothing to do with us and got everything to do with God. Nothing to do with us. Ain't about how we feel. Once I say I want to be saved, it's about me giving my life up to serve my Father. I supposed to do what he tell me to do. He asks me how I feel. This walk ain't how you feel. This walk is doing what thus says the Lord. And once God said, and God is so graceful and merciful, we mess up saints. We mess up so many times. He give a chance after chance after chance to get it right. That's the God that we I'm talking about, that unconditional love. Can't no man or woman give it to a person. Only God can give you that kind of love. And when you know you love like that, you know that you special. You know, don't nobody got to tell you about nothing. You just know, oh, I'm in a relationship with God. God, I'm talking about when you get to that level, I'm telling you, it's the best place to be. I did not know. God removed everybody from me. I said, God, why are you putting me in a place where I'm be by myself? He said, because I want you. You know somebody that wants you, they don't want nothing. Don't want sex. He said, I don't say. They want you. They want your time. Unconditionally, God love us with our good, bad, ugly. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm talking about that kind of love. Like, you ain't got to pay for it. You ain't got to beg for it. It's free. Get some, get that relationship with God. You want a relationship with somebody, no, you need to have one with God first. Because once you know how special you are in the eyes of the Lord, baby, you will never settle. I'm done, man, to God.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that you gave her on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for using her in a mighty way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Even right now with her, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in her life. We thank you for the word that you blessed us with tonight. Lord, replenish her. Hallelujah. All the virtue that she has poured out onto us tonight, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, hallelujah, and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Amen, hallelujah. I thank God, amen, because she pointed out some great things. Hallelujah, that was in the movie, amen. We watched a different version, amen, of it today. Hallelujah, but it was, you know, it was a remake, so it's the same premises. The demon can't come in unless you invite him. Hallelujah, in. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times we invite the enemy, hallelujah, into our lives. Every time we fell victim to some temptation in our lives, amen, it's usually because we invited the enemy in. Praise God, hallelujah. When that person made you mad at work, you invited, hallelujah, the spirit of anger in, the spirit of vengeance in. Hallelujah, when your spouse, amen, was getting on your nerves, you invited, hallelujah, that spirit in. Praise God, amen. You didn't rebuke it, hallelujah, amen. You just went along with it. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. We need to understand, hallelujah, that spirits are at work. Hallelujah, amen, every day. Praise God. Jesus had to deal with it, with evil spirits a third of his ministry. Praise God, hallelujah, a third of his ministry. Now, if we truly believe in the word of God, we got to believe that these evil spirits do exist. We got to believe what the word of God says, and it says it so clear that we don't battle against flesh and blood. You keep trying to fight with your boss. You keep, hallelujah, trying to fight, hallelujah, with your children. You keep trying to fight, hallelujah, with your spouse, and they aren't the ones, hallelujah, who you're fighting against. You're fighting against that spirit that they invited in. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And the only way you can fight a spirit, hallelujah, is with spiritual weapons. Hallelujah, with prayer. Hallelujah, with fasting. Hallelujah, with speaking and believing, with faith. Hallelujah, the woman of God pointed that out. The movie said it don't work. You can have all the weapons, hallelujah, but if you don't have faith, hallelujah, it ain't gonna work. Praise God, amen. I can sit here all day and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But if I don't believe that it's gonna work, hallelujah, amen. My words are falling on deaf ears. The enemy hears me, hallelujah. They hear the fluctuations in my voice, and they say, he don't really believe what he's saying. Hallelujah, I ain't gotta go nowhere. He don't believe there's a spirit in here. Hallelujah, amen. He thinks that this person just acting the way they want to act. Hallelujah, just doing whatever they want to do. Hallelujah, he thinks this person just raising hell. He thinks this person has nothing but hell in them. Hallelujah, they don't believe that it's me, that I'm a spirit. Hallelujah, causing this person to do this. So guess what? I ain't got to go nowhere. Hallelujah, because he does not believe. She does not believe. You just speaking words. Hallelujah, amen. Like an atheist preacher, you just up there preaching, just saying stuff. Hallelujah, that you don't even believe for yourself. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for that word. Amen. We truly hope that that word has touched somebody on tonight. I'm about to open the phone lines back up. If there's somebody on the phone line that perhaps maybe you didn't get a chance to testify earlier, amen, or maybe, amen, the word of God touched you on tonight and you maybe have a comment, hallelujah, for the woman of God, amen, some encouraging words on tonight. Hallelujah. We invite you to do so at this time as we open up the phone lines back up. Will there be one at this time?
Well, Pastor. Pastor, if you can hear me. Yeah.
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to share. I was listening, as you were speaking and both Sister Valencia, and both messages is powerful. I mean, you're hitting, seems like you're talking directly to me. That's what I mean about the men's fellowship. You know, it's important because sometimes, you know, we men, we do need to fellowship one another and talk spiritually about men's issues and what God says about things. And you touched on quite a bit about the giving and the leeches and everything, which is something that I've been dealing with also, you know, because I've been, you know, I've been working 30-something years. And everybody's always got a hand that, oh, cuz, can you help me out? And I said, I'm tired of it. And your message is right on point confirming. And Sister Valencia's message about, you know, that goes back again, the spiritual authority, you know, and what you're going to let in, what you're going to allow. And I ain't going to allow the devil in. I ain't allowing hatred into my heart. I ain't allowing vengeance into my heart. I have peace without all that stuff, all that sin. I don't need it. And I thank God I've been set free from it. You know, glory to God. And I want to share with y'all a blessing that came my way. It might sound, you know, we might not see it as a blessing, but you know, last week I was switching out. Like where we park our tractors, it's the same spot we park our cars. And I was switching out, and my one phone that I use for the internet and stuff, it fell out my pocket. And it was late night. I was tired. I looked. I didn't see nothing. So I'm like, what was that? I kept on going. I got in my car, went up to the office to punch out, and realized my left pocket was light. No phone. Shot back over to where I parked the truck. It didn't look like a phone no more. That thing was flatter than a pancake. And I mean, it was done. But the next night, I went to work, and, you know, I go up to New York. I'm in New Jersey. I go up to New York on a special project. And I don't really take my lunch until late night once I get back into Jersey. And, you know, it had to be the Lord to show me this, how I could swing over here. It was early enough to get to this T-Mobile store before they closed. And I got my two new phones. And, you know, I generally pay for things right out. Believe me, I have the money to pay for them right out. They only cost $240 each. No, what? It was $250. Comes out to about $300 each. Yeah, I could have paid for it right out, but I'm doing other things. And I'm like, I don't want my pocket to be light. But the Lord showed me how to do this. And, I mean, I don't have this knowledge. I don't think like this. But he said, just pay the regular this month. And next month I got another fat one coming. Then pay it off, because I don't like to owe nobody. I don't like to be in debt. I don't like more bills that I have. I got enough bills with the light bill, the heat bill, the mortgage, and all that. I don't like to incur no bills. When I buy stuff, I pay straight out. Be done. And God showed me that. So I got two new phones and this new headset. You know, the trucker's headsets that we use. The other phone that I used to talk, that wasn't working good. Now, these phones that I got, you know, the Samsung phones, and they work great with this new headset. And it's really phenomenal. I could hear everything where I was having trouble before. And I thank the Lord for that. He's just blessing me one way after the other. You know, as you continue to stay faithful, God bless you. And people don't realize sometimes how God is blessing them day by day. Day by day, minute by minute, my Lord is with me. He's blessing me. And some people just don't realize the many things that God is doing all around us. Even I see it as I'm driving. Other people may not see it the way I see it. But when things are happening on this road, I'm like more than 20 years now with no accidents. Thank the Lord. You know, that's a blessing, especially with some crazy stuff that goes on, you know. And I know it's God. Sometimes I'll be driving, and suddenly it has to be divine that's leading me to look this way and say, watch out for that car. And I might hit my brakes and change lanes, and next thing you know, that car done something stupid that would have been an accident. And I thank the Lord for protecting me, guiding me, for keeping me, for protecting my children. You know, God is awesome. My second oldest son, the one that got married to end of last year there, you know, him and his wife, they coming in line with the word of God. And I just thank the Lord. I just praise the Lord. God is so good. And I'm running my mouth. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you.
Amen. Amen, brother. There were no problem. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. A lot of people wouldn't see that as a testimony. Praise God. Because sometimes God got to take some of the old stuff from us. Hallelujah. In order to get us some new stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for the son and the wife coming in alignment. Hallelujah with God. Hallelujah. Everything. Hallelujah. God shows us things in different ways. And a lot of people don't see God in the things that each individual see God in. Hallelujah. And God has blessed you to be able to, hey, you need to change lanes. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to exit now. Amen. You need to, hallelujah, look up right now. Praise God, because that's the spirit of God with you. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. We thank God, amen, for you to be able to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. The spirit of God as he directs you. Hallelujah. On a day-to-day basis, we thank God for Brother Darryl tonight. We thank God for his testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank the Lord that the word is speaking to him on tonight. Praise God. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight?
Amen, amen. This is First Lady, and I just want to say it was a powerful word. And, you know, what caught my attention is the part in the movie where she said that, you know, the boy tried to hold up the cross to the vampire. And, you know, because, you know, when they look it up on the internet, all the little studies his friend had knew, he was trying to use what he had knew to kill and defeat that vampire. You know, it's known if you get across and hold up to him, they'll die. You know, him not, you know, having all the information. But you see, as he held up that cross, nothing happened. You know, and as a vampire has stated about faith, yeah, you can hold up the cross, but what you're missing is faith. Do you have the faith? And most of the time we try to go by defeating the enemy using carnal devices, but we know what the scripture says. Our weapons are not carnal. And like Elder was saying at first, you know, we try to show people. We try to show them, how good we can preach. That's how we try to defeat the enemy, how good we can prophesy. Or trying to, you know, do the job better than the next person. That's carnal. That's carnal way to do things. That's a carnal way to think. You know, we're fighting a spiritual battle, not a carnal battle. The Bible constantly tells us that we battle not against flesh and blood. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, you know. But we battle against spiritual wickedness in high places, you know. So the weapon we ought to be using is our faith in God. Amen. Knowing that God, you know, is well aware of what's going on, and he does not sleep or don't slumber. We have to have faith enough that God can handle anything that might come our way and help us to get through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it was, there's no good to preach, prophesy, go to church if you don't have no faith. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I have to say.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, First Lady, on tonight. Hallelujah. As she said, it does no good. Hallelujah. If you have no faith. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. God. You know what it's like? It's like having a gun with no bullets. Praise God. You done popped the clip in. You done cocked it back, and you just shooting. You just shooting, but ain't no bullets in the gun. Praise God. You got the word. Hallelujah, amen. And you shooting the scriptures. Hallelujah, but you ain't got no faith. Your word ain't loaded. Your gun not loaded with the bullets. You ain't got no bullets in your gun. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We got to get that faith. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. That faith in God, that God can do anything. We say no weapon. Watch this. We say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is the word of God. We stand on the word of God, and the word of God tells us we got to do everything we can to stand. But as soon as the enemy starts forming a weapon, hallelujah, as soon as they start plotting on you at the job, Hallelujah. Praise God. As soon as they start gossiping about you at the church, hallelujah, as soon as somebody says something trying to defile your name, hallelujah, amen, we get all in our feelings and we go to God so quick. God, they forming a weapon. Hallelujah. Now, think about it. If we believe the word of God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, then why do we, when we see the weapon being formed, then we go to God and let him know, Lord, they forming a weapon. Hallelujah. You know what you just told God when you prayed that prayer? Hallelujah. You told God that I don't have no faith in what you've already told me. Hallelujah. Mm. You've already told me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Then why am I telling you, hallelujah, that there's a weapon being formed if I believe that it's not going to prosper? He never said the weapon wouldn't be formed. Hallelujah. He never said, as a matter of fact, in his word, he told us we will be prosecuted, we will be hated on, we will be disliked, all for his name's sake. Praise God. But in the end, hallelujah, we will be like him. And what happened in the end? In the end, the Bible says that he rose from the grave with the power of heaven and earth in his hands. See, we got to go through something to get the power that God has for us. Hallelujah. We got to go through something. Jesus had to go through something. Jesus could have been content with being a little evangelist that just went from town to town, hallelujah, preaching the gospel. Everybody liked him. Some people hated him and they was trying to kill him. He could have been content with that, but he had to go the extra mile and get the power that God really had for him. Hallelujah. He wasn't settling, amen, for what everybody else thought. Amen, because everybody else probably thought, God, Jesus, we got it good right now. We got so many followers, people following us everywhere we go. Yeah, we got a couple haters, but don't worry about them. We need to run. You say they coming to get you, we need to run. Hallelujah, and he could have been right. You know what? You right, we need to run. But he knew that God had something more for him, and in order to get the more, he had to go through something. Hallelujah, praise God. He had to go through some. Remember the Hebrew boy, and I'm getting ready to close. I'm opening up the line one more time, then we're going to close. But remember the Hebrew boy, they already were given positions. They had positions, praise God, but then people started hating on them, like people in the church hating on you. Hallelujah. People started hating on them, saying they don't do things the way you said do them, King. You said that when we sound the trumpet, that we supposed to bow to your statue. We supposed to worship your statue. They not doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people at y'all church, they want y'all to worship the pastor. They want y'all to worship the ground the man walk on. He's just a man just like you. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus said, call no man master because the Holy Spirit is your master. Call no man teacher. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit will be your teacher. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the third person of God. God is your master. God is your teacher. God is your rabbi. You don't worship. Jesus said, don't even call me good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But people are starting hating on you and saying you ain't doing, you ain't worshiping, you ain't honoring like you supposed to be. And what happens? You ended up being thrown in the fire by the very person that gave you the position that you got. Lord, have mercy. Somebody going through that right now. Somebody in the fire. That person was on your team. They gave you the position you got right now. Hallelujah. But because somebody else was in their ear, now you in the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you ought to thank God for the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought to say it to yourself, Lord, I thank you for the fire. Because the Bible says when the Hebrew boys were in the fire, that they were bound. They were tied up. Hallelujah. But then the Bible says that the king, hallelujah, from where he was, hallelujah, could see the Hebrew boys walking freely around in the fire. That tells me that the only thing that burned off in the fire was whatever had them bound. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when they came out the fire, not even smelling like smoke, the Bible says. They didn't have an ash on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. They wasn't burnt. They didn't even smell like smoke. Their clothes didn't even burn off of them. Hallelujah. When they came out the fire, the king elevated them. Hallelujah. To another level of power. Higher, hallelujah, than almost anybody else. Hallelujah, in his magistrate. Hallelujah. And not only that, he announced this. He announced that their God, the Hebrew boy's God, is the ultimate God. He's the true God. And if anybody bad mouth their God, see, watch this. It wasn't about you. It wasn't about your position. Hallelujah. It wasn't about you getting that car or that house. Or getting that church or that ministry. It was about God working in your life so that he can get the glory. So that the person that threw you in the fire can become a believer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now what if the Hebrew boys would have came out the fire with the wrong attitude? I'm getting ready to close, but the Lord say, we got to check ourselves real quick. Hallelujah. What if they would have came out the fire with the wrong attitude? Uh-huh, King. You call yourself throwing me in the fire when the Bible say, don't touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You getting exactly, hallelujah, what's coming to you. You know what, King? You going to need me before I need you. Lord, have mercy. I know we saved, but don't act like you ain't never had that. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But the whole point, amen. Praise God, if we have to check ourselves and check our attitudes, because sometimes your attitude will keep you from prospering, because as soon as they came out the fire, they were elevated. But they were elevated, watch this, by the one that put them in the fire. Lord, have mercy. See, you just because that person, this is what the Lord is saying, just because that person makes an enemy out of you, it's not for you to make an enemy out of them. Because God's going to turn around and use that very person that made an enemy out of you. Hallelujah, amen. And use that person to elevate you so he can get the glory. Lord, have mercy. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another testimony, another prayer request on tonight. Amen. Well, amen. We just thank God on tonight for each and every person who called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Amen. So as we get ready to close, amen, take this with you. Don't let them demons in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let them in. Hallelujah, amen. That's do everything right. You can to stand on the word of God. You notice he said he didn't ask you to do nothing but stand on his word. Hallelujah, believe his word. Put the armor on, but don't go out there to fight. Stand on his word. Hallelujah, he got you. He said, if you be seated at my right hand, I will make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. The Hebrew boys was a prime example of that. They were seated. And watch this. They never showed disrespect to the king. I don't care how your boss treats you. That is still your boss.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I don't care what the police officer said when he pulled you over. He's still a police officer. He still got a gun. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we just thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for his word. We thank God, amen, for Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. They call it fight night. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We thank God for that on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be back online next Thursday night. Amen. Same time, same channel. We thank everybody out there on Facebook Live for tuning in. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio for tuning in. We thank God for each and every person who called in live on the line on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And we will, like I said, we'll be back online next Thursday night. And we will be online this coming Sunday night, bringing forth a word from the Lord at the same time on the same channel. Praise God. For those of you on Facebook, on the same page. hallelujah, on tonight. And we thank God for each and every last one of you, hallelujah, on tonight. And we're getting ready to close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord, hallelujah, for being who you are. That's God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation, hallelujah, that you have given us on tonight. And we ask, Lord, that as we leave this life, never your presence, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And do not forget, do not forget, do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored.
Strong wind may blow, but I the word, what you gonna tell them, do it. Yeah. Everywhere I go, what you gonna say? What you gonna say, greater traveler's rest? That I found a Savior, and He